From the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,076th consecutive broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hawkshaw Hawkins.
You look at the picture with a wondering eye, and at the arrow that hangs by its side. You say, tell a story, you know there is one, by the name of Britannia, where my story's begun. I'll tell you a story that'll thrill you, I know, of a horse I once owned in New Mexico. He was swift as an antelope and black as a crow, and a star in his forehead was white as the snow. The country was new and the settlers were scarce, and the Indians on the warpath were savage and fierce. So scouts were sent out each day from the post, but they never came back, so we knew they were lost. One day the captain said someone must go for help to the border of New Mexico. A dozen brave fellows straightway answered here, but the captain, he spied me a-standing right near. Britannia beside me, his nose in my hand, said the captain, your horse is the best in the land. You're good for the ride, you're the lightest man here. On the back of that Mustang, there's nothing to fear. I'm proud of my horse, sir, I answered, you know, Britannia and I are both willing to go. For speed and endurance, I'll trust the black, Britannia shall carry my life on his back. They all shook my hand and I mounted my horse, rode down the dark pathway and turned his head north. The black struck a trot and he kept it all night, till the sun in the east was beginning to light. Then from behind us there came a fierce yell. We knew that the Redskins were hot on our trail. He answered each touch with the toss of his head. His black body lengthened and forward he sped. Arrows fell around us like showers of rain, when suddenly in my leg I felt a sharp pain. Red blood gushed from Britannia's side, but he never once shortened his powerful stride. Britannia, poor fellow, I knew he was hurt, but still he dashed forward and into the fort. On many a fine horse I've since drawn the reins, but none like Britannia, the pride of the plains.
The Hawk of the West Virginia Hills and his great song about the wonder horse Britannia. Well, welcome, Hawk, and welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry. We got a great show lined out for the good people, starting off with that sweet singing quartet, the Jordanaires. Next, they're the Antics of Archie Campbell. Chet Atkins is here to give us some of the world's best guitar music. String Bean has brought his banjo. We have four special guests, lovely young ladies that you meet. Tommy Jackson's on hand with his fiddle to play for the square dancing of Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers. And as if that wasn't enough, as an extra special guest, we've got the talents of one of the opera's loveliest entertainers, Miss Patsy Cline.
Well, Grant, that's quite a lineup, and I just want to tell the folks that Miss Patsy will sing one of her fine songs in just a few minutes. But right now, it's my privilege to introduce the Jordanaires with a great spiritual, one entitled Sit Down.
Why don't you sit down? No, no, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No, no, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
Sit down, I can't sit down. Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
No way, boy.
I can't sit down.
I said for you to sit down, boy.
Uh-uh, now.
Yeah, no, I can't sit down.
No, go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down. Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder dressed in red?
Got to heaven and I can't sit down.
It looks like the children that Moses led. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Sit down, no, no, I can't.
Why don't you
sit down? No, no, I can't.
Why don't you
sit down? Sit down, I can't sit down. Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
sit down.
I said, you sit down.
Ah, hush.
You know I can't sit down. Oh, go away. Don't bother me. I can't sit down.
Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder dressed in white?
I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
It looks like the children of the Israelites. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
Thank you, Jordan Ayers. Thank you very, very much. Well, so now it's guest time, and here without another word, all set to sing one of her great numbers, is one of the Grand Ole Opry's best. Let's make her welcome. Here she is, Miss Patsy Cline. Let's make her feel good. Patsy, I know that you've got a couple new numbers out, but I'd like for you to tell us which one you'd like to sing first.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Hawk, I think I'll do one called How Can I Face Tomorrow?
That's a good one.
Tonight alone I'm thinking of the things we used to do. There's laughter all around me, but my heart still aches for you. The wedding bells are ringing, but to me their chimes are blue. How can I face tomorrow when I know I'm losing you? The dreams we shared have all been torn apart. It's your wedding day, but I can't claim your heart. Now someone else will hold you just the way I used to do. How can I face tomorrow when I know I'm losing you? The dreams we shared have all been torn apart. It's your wedding day, but I can't claim your heart.
What in the world is all the commotion going on backstage? It sounds like a riot.
Well, nothing unusual, Hank. Some of the boys looped a rope around Jody's foot, and when the backdrop went up, well, Jody went up with it.
Well, they ought to be more careful. They might spill that tin of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco Jody always carries around in his shirt pocket.
Oh, boy, what a shame it would be to waste all that good Prince Albert. It's so mild and mellow with just the smooth and easy-going taste the pipe smokers go for.
And for roll your own fans too, Grant, PA's a favorite with them because it rolls easy, stays put, and tastes good.
Yes, friends, because PA is crimp cut and is ideal for pipe or making cigarettes, packs right, burns steady and even without hot spots, always fresh too. Now, why not find out for yourself? The proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. That's Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, it's fire dance time, so if you'd mind too, just grab a partner and cut the finger along with Tommy Jackson and all the Tennessee Travelers to the tune of Bill Cheatham.
Swing ball, swing ball, swing to the girl, marching down, everybody dancing on your shoulder, in the basement, thinking out dope, lady on the inside, gents on the out, all hands up and dance about, ladies to the left and gents to the right, dance like dance, it's very nice, turn around, you're going wrong, dance, you meet your partner, no more, when you meet her, you go smile, and back, you go all wild, swing left, swing right, swing to the left, it's very nice. high. Now we're in that ocean away to sea. Hey, that pretty girl, hold me, hands up, hold me, 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 hold.
That was wonderful, Tommy, and dancers. That was as fine a square dance as I've seen in a long time. But now, Hawk, it's your turn again, and this time we expect a number from you. And how about singing a good old sacred song for us?
Well, Grant, I'll be glad to oblige. This evening we've picked out an old hymn that we hope that everybody will enjoy. One of my favorites, titled Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears believe. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very kindly. Now here's the king of the guitars, Mr. Chester Atkins, playing a real fine song called El Ricario.
Wonderful, Chet. Very, very fine. Nobody on earth plays a guitar like you. And nobody on earth tells a funny story like our next performer. And here he is, Archie Campbell.
Hey! Well, 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 howdy, howdy, Betty, and it's good to see you.
Hawk, I'm sorry I'm a little bit late tonight, but I've been having fun, boy.
We've been doing.
Yeah, you know, I like these army women.
Uh-huh.
I've been out with a wick.
Wick? You mean you've been out with a whack?
No, I've been out with a wick.
Well, tell me something. What is a wick?
That's a whack. It's all lit up.
Now, listen here. There's no such thing as a wick.
Yeah, you see, well, now, there a whack is in the Army.
Yes.
A wave is in the Navy.
That's right.
I'm glad we're among friends.
I am, too.
A WAC is in the Army, a WAVE is in the Navy, a SPAR is in the Coast Guard.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a WOC.
And what is a WOC?
That's a thing that you pick up and throw at a wabbit.
Oh, Archie. For crying out loud. The only thing I got to say for you, buddy, you ought to be thrown in jail. In fact, I think I seen you in court yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, I was in court, but I shouldn't have been. They had me down there for stealing a watch.
For stealing a watch?
Yeah.
What happened?
The lawyer got the case, and the judge gave me the works.
For crying out loud. Now, listen, that's not the way I heard it.
How'd you
I heard that you stole 75 cents out of Chester Atkins' pocket.
Well, I did, but that was the doctor's orders. He told me to do that.
You mean to tell me that the doctor told you to steal 75 cents out of Chet Atkins' pocket?
Doctor told me a little change would do me good.
Oh. Archie, for crying out loud. Listen here. I happen to know that your whole doggone family is nothing but a bunch of thieves, and I also know that your brother is in jail right now.
Well, I know it, and he oughtn't to be in jail. That's a shame. Friends and neighbors, he is trying to do his duty as a good man.
Citizen.
This little dog was down there on the railroad track, and the train come along and cut its tail off.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother picked that little dog's tail up and sewed it back on. And I'll be dad-blamed if they didn't arrest him for it.
Put him in jail for what?
For retailing dogs without a license.
Well, I don't know, Archie. I tell you one thing. I just don't understand.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. I'm getting... The rest of my kin folks is getting old.
Mm-hmm. They're getting old. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. These jokes you're pulling out of your stage, they're getting old, too. I want you to know. But I'll tell you one thing. It just tickles so far out of me.
What's that?
Stealing that watch just tickles me to
death. All right, now, Hawk, you quit riding me and making fun of me for stealing a watch.
Oh,
I happen to know something on you.
You don't know nothing on me, boy.
See, these cowboys, they get in trouble, too. I remember reading the paper where you stole a cow out west.
Now, wait just a minute. Wait a minute. That was
true.
A long time ago.
I don't care. You still stole a cow, so don't be kidding me about stealing a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Moo!
Now, listen. Oh, watchy.
Oh, cowy.
I'll fix him. I'll fix him.
Soldiers.
Now, you just shut up. Listen, I'll fix you right now, Archie.
Huh?
Tell me something. What time is it?
It's about milking time, I think.
Hey, now that's what I'm talking about.
This is Furlin' Husky. You know the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. NPA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin'. NPA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin'. NPA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Thank you very much. And now then, it's time we heard from our lovely guests once again. So what do you say? Let's make her welcome once again for Miss Patsy Cline and her one of her late records entitled Loose Talk, Boys. Let me hear you.
So long we've been married, life's burdens we've carried, though fate kept us humbled and made our love true. But plans that we make up, someone seems to break up. Oh, darling, what else can we do? We may have to leave it, find peace of mind. There's some place where we can live a life of our own. For I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. Oh. apart. But darling, it's not true, because I still love you and I do with all of my heart. Hey! We may have to leave it.
Patsy, and thanks for being our guest tonight. And now, Grant Turner, would you please introduce our next guest?
I'd be glad to, Hawk. Well, neighbors in the state of Michigan, where they have so many Grand Ole Opry friends, we have many of them there, they celebrate May 15th through May 21st as Michigan Week. And they have all sorts of doings. Now, aside from being famous for the manufacture of automobiles, Michigan is a great agricultural state. And during Michigan Week, they select a number of agricultural queens to help promote goodwill and sort of let the folks know all about the good things that grow in their state. We're very fortunate to have four of these young ladies with us here on the stage tonight. So we want you to meet them. First off, there's Miss Kay Seidelman, who is the Michigan Honey Queen.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here to represent Michigan and the honey industry of Michigan, and glad for the opportunity to be on this honey of a show. Thank you.
That's a good word. She certainly is a honey, don't you think? And next is Miss Melissa Beth Thornburg, who is the Michigan Cherry Queen.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here and having a wonderful time. And may I say that Michigan has gala affairs like this, too. I'd like to invite you to the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Michigan, the second week in July.
Proud to be there. She was as lovely as a cherry orchard in spring. And next is Miss Carol K. Peterson, who is the Michigan State Apple Queen.
As a member of Michigan's apple industry, I wonder, Mr. Turner, do you know the difference between an apple and a girl?
The difference between an apple and a girl? No, I don't believe I know that.
Well, an apple you squeeze to get cider, but a girl you get cider to squeeze.
Wow. Thank you, Kelsey. A regular pippin, if I may say so. And last, here is Miss Carolyn Perrick, who is the Michigan Bean Queen.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here tonight representing Michigan's vast bean industry. I'm very happy also to be on the same show as String Bean. He's also very popular back in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, there you have them, our four lovely queens who are helping us celebrate Michigan Week here. Thank you, Your Majesties, for being with us. All right, Hawk.
All right, thank you, Grant Turner. Thank you very much. And now our own Bean King. String Bean and his banjo playing Strange You Never, as it may seem. String Bean's banjo, boy, let me hear you.
Well, I am a banjo picker right out of the south and I come and learn. Time that Ralph been a travel fast and I travel slow, but I never quit a picking on the old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for a mile or so, when the hair spring picking on an old banjo. Well, I hooked the old mule up to the hack and I tied the old banjo across his back. I gave him a kick, said, gee, whoa, how, and I went off picking on the old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. All the people would come for a mile or so, when the hair sprang picking on his old banjo. Well, he humped up the back and he wriggled like a cat and he hit him in the head. My old straw hat, he jumped stiff a leg and then he kicked at the moon, but I kept playing my favorite tune. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for a mile or so, when the hair sprang picking on his old banjo. Yeah.
thank you, String. Thanks so much. Hawk, we're a little pressed for time, so let's go right into your great new record release, Alaska Lil.
Way up in the wilds of Alaska land, there was a gal that could whip any man. She was as tough as a diamond point drill, and the folks all called her Alaska Lil.
The folks all called her Alaska Lil.
Now Lil was born in a timber wolf's den. She told everybody she hated all men. She carried a rifle and a big boy knife. Swore she'd never be any man's wife.
Swore she'd never be anyone's wife.
Now the tales they told of Alaska Lil finally got around to Texas Bill. Texas Bill was second to none, a fighting, shooting son of a gun. He said when he met, he'd tame this Lil, as sure as his name was Texas Bill. When this was done, he swore by his life to marry this gal and make her his wife.
Marry this gal and make her his wife.
Now this didn't worry Alaska Lil, cause she never heard of Texas Bill. Said she still liked living alone, never a man could call her his own. Then Bill showed up one cold winter day. He told all the folks he had something to say. If Lil is around, he was here to call. Tell her let's settle this once and for all.
Tell her let's settle this once and for all.
When Lil got the word, she was fit to be tied. Swore she'd tear off Texas Bill's hide. Rode into town with blood in her eyes and said to Tex, it's now do or die. I've heard some stories about this brawl. Some says the best of it was nothing at all. Still others say she fought the fight of her life. She still ended up as Texas Bill's wife.
Still ended up as Texas Bill's wife.
Now Bill comes to town every once in a while, with a grin on his face you could see for a mile. Says all he'll want for the rest of her life is just been happy as Texas Bill's wife.
Just been happy as Texas Bill's wife.
Well, Senator, we're pressed for time, neighbor, but we're going to have to run. But it sure was nice having you here with us this evening at the Grand Ole Opry. Be on hand next week when Billy Walker will head up the show, along with Lonzo and Oscar as their guests. Till then, this is Hawkjaw Hawkinson. Thanks a lot for being with us. We'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Change to Camels. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking satisfaction. Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.